Coming to you from Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to Web Radio WCWP, Brookville, New York.
And now, in spite of my better judgment, we bring you
the Mike Shimeri Show. Yes, this is the Mike Shimeri Show, somehow, number 162 on Web Radio WCWP. You know, I may not have been here if Ernesto had hit just a little sooner. I know it's just that it was virtually nothing, and it's just a tropical depression right now. And it may be a minimal tropical storm if it hits the Carolinas in a few days, but I barely got out of Palm Beach International Airport on the 8.05 a.m. flight back to Islip yesterday morning. It was beautiful when I left, and then I came back here. Apparently, this is how it's been since the day after I left, and my luggage was delayed coming down there to Florida. So, but otherwise, good time. Very nice down there, that part of Florida. Palm Beach County and Northern Broward I was in at one point. But now I'm back in the state of New York, and we're ready to begin the Mike Shimeri Show with Chick Corea Electric Band and the song Gotta Match on the Mike Shimeri Show, number 162 on Web Radio WCWP. Dan Siegel coming up later in the interview segment, but right now, Chick Corea Electric Band. Web Radio WCWP, Nick Colione with Always Thinking of You from Keeping It Cool, which came out earlier this year, and that year being 2006. Before that, a song from 20 years ago, the Chick Nick and Chick, the Chick Corea Electric Band with Gotta Match from their self-titled debut album in 1986. Eric Marienthal and Frank Gambale were not with the band yet. It was just Chick Corea, John Patitucci on bass, and Dave Weckl on drums. And that's the way it was. It was those guys for as long as it existed. And they got back together for a while, but far as I know, they're not doing it anymore. That's kind of a down note, but they'll do it again eventually. David Benoit now with Water to Drink, Agua de Beber. Web Radio WCWP, David Benoit featuring Paul Brown, who produced and wrote co-wrote a couple songs on David's new album, Full Circle. And the song is Water to Drink, Agua de Beber, and it is from Full Circle, which came out on June 27th. Now, Saturday, September 9th, that would be 10 days from now, the Ronald McDonald House of Long Island will be hosting its 12th annual sports festival at Kenioch Park in Hicksville. Enjoy the popular 1.5 mile walkathon, as well as fun-filled activities like tennis, softball, volleyball, basketball, a mini golf tournament, tons more. Ronald McDonald will be there in person, even, turning into Snagglepuss. Activities will start at 9:30 a.m. even. For more information and whatnot, reservations to make one. I'm just trying not to rhyme. I remember the Andrew Sisters line I said, because it sounded, the way I read it, it sounded like an old Andrew Sisters song. But the number to call for info and a reservation is 718-343-5683. extension 140, or go to rmhlongisland.org. And up next, the Peter White Three of a Kind Showcase.
Transmission. Join Oral Fix Communique publisher Mike Ferrari every Saturday, noon to 2 p.m. for the Oral Fix Transmission. Webcasting Long Island musicians to the world. Featuring CD cuts, interviews, and live in-studio performances. Download the podcast and find out more about local Long Island music at oralfix.com.
Put on your easy riders and a flower in your hair while listening to the sounds of the decade that reminds us to make love, not war. Imagine all the people. Tune in to Deja Vu Radio every Monday through Saturday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on a web radio WCWP and especially Wednesday on 88.1 FM WCWP and discover your inner hippie.
Wake up, everybody! Seriously, this is the beginning of the Peter White Three of a Kind Showcase, which begins with a Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes cover called "Wake Up, Everybody." Web Radio WCWP. We are 2/3 of the way through the Peter White Three of a Kind Showcase. That was Pedro Blanco. And this next song is the 65th, there we go again with the milestones, the 65th time we've played a song by Peter White, and it's from his new album, Playin' Favorites. It's the Junior Walker song, or Junior Walker and the All-Stars, I'm too young to know which. So what does it take to win your love, is the song. That'll do it for the Peter White Three of a Kind Showcase here on Web Radio WCWP. I got to point this out because I went into the newsroom as the song was playing for a second. And on one of the monitors or TVs, the volume's off on all of them, but they were showing that head-on commercial. And I've seen that for a few months now. What kind of a commercial? You just say head-on, apply directly to the forehead, and just repeat it a few times. And that's your sales pitch. What the hell were they thinking when they made that commercial? Even if it is just a 10-second, promotional consideration commercial. You'll probably see it at the end of Jeopardy this year when the new season starts in a few weeks. Now, Peter White, his three-of-a-kind showcase. We just heard it. That was What Does It Take to Win Your Love from Playin' Favorites, which came out on June 27th. That was a Junior Walker and the All-Stars cover. And before that, Pedro Blanco with the song Pedro Blanco from Glow in 2001. And we began with Wake Up Everybody from Reflections in 1994. That's a Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes cover. Peter White will be in our interview segment next week. Wednesday, September 20th at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., the Plainview Old Bethpage Public Library will be presenting the film The Pink Panther, starring Steve Martin. For more information, call 516-938-0077. And the Plainview Old Bethpage Public Library will tell you all about that movie and the viewing of it. Up next, the Dan Siegel interview, his second interview on this show.
Got a man, Ryan Heller. Ryan Heller gets the pass and into the end zone. Touchdown, Pioneers!
The CW Post Pioneers begin their run at another Northeast 10 Conference Championship. Join us Saturday, September 2nd for opening day as the Pioneers host the Assumption Greyhounds. Coverage begins at 11:50 a.m. Eastern Time with Pioneers kickoff. Exclusively on your home for Pioneers football, 88.1 FM, WCWP.
If classic dance is your thing, you'll want to check out the Disco and Funk King Show with Jay Marably, Saturdays 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Web Radio WCWP. Each week, we play the best in classic dance. Plus, at 3 p.m., our Mixmasters spin your favorite dance classics beat to beat on the DFK Hot Mix at 3. We also interview many of your favorite dance artists, like Casey from the Sunshine Band, Lucas Prada, Gloria Gaynor, Reyna, and many others. So check out the Disco and Funk King Show, Saturdays 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Web Radio WCWP.com.
This is the Mike Shamari Show. This has been Dan Siegel here on the Mike Shamari Show for the second time. And up next, we're going to play a cut from Departure, and that cut is Castles in the Sand.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dan Siegel, and you're listening to the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP.
Web Radio WCWP, Dan Siegel with Castles in the Sand from Departure, which came out on July 18th. Thanks once again, Dan, for the... So basically, I think thanks for the second or third time today. Now, I said that in the interview, which I recorded back on August 10th, I had no idea what I had gone through in Florida, or getting to and back and from Florida, but now I do know. And I told you at the beginning of the show, and there's tons more, or there's a few more things that I'm not going to get into that happened down in Florida. It's nothing taboo, but it's just, I don't want to share everything personal. Come on. All right, October 16th, Swing for a Cure for Breast Cancer at the 4th Annual Gregory Naudis Memorial Golf Outing at Eisenhower Park's Red Course. I finally read that correctly. And for more information on it, call 516-997-1950. Or go to www.1in9.org. 1in9.org. Up next, Joe Sample.
Hi, everybody. This is Tom Van Horn, host of D2 Game Day, inviting you to join us this year for nationwide coverage of Division II football. Each week, we'll provide a comprehensive look at the exciting world of D2 football. It all culminates with a national championship game in Florence, Alabama. So keep it here for extensive coverage on D2 Game Day.
D2 Game Day, every Friday morning at 12 a.m. on your home for CW Post Pioneers Football, 88.1 FM, WCWP.
From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to The Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Taking us into hour two is Joe Sample with Bones Jive. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Joe Sample with Bones Jive, apparently featuring Marcus Miller on the bass, and that's from Spellbound in 1989, and I will now check to see if he is on it. Marcus Miller, I said, right? Yes, he is. He is on it. The only tracks on Spellbound where he is not on it is... Well, Nathan East is on the vocal track U-Turn. And that's it. It's Marcus Miller the rest of the way. Well, we begin hour two with Doc Severinsen and a contemporary, well, it was a jazz fusion album back then. And this was 1988, the year before Joe Sample's Spellbound album came out. And I think Lee Ritenour is... Yeah, there's a lot of people in the world of contemporary jazz that are on Doc's Facets album, and this song is Take the A-Train. Web Radio WCWP Joe McBride with Chicken Joe from Double Take in 1998. That was, I believe, the first song we ever played by Joe back in the fall of 03. Well, we've played tons more by him since then. Before that, Doc Severinsen with Take the A-Train, the Duke Ellington song, which was written by Billy Strayhorn, by the way, back in the day. And Doc's album, and that song, I mean, Take the A-Train, on was by Doc, and it's from Facets in 1988. That's 88. We went from 98 to 88. And now, Bob James with Steady. And for that, you go back a couple of years from Doc Severinsen's album. Facets came out in 88. Well, Bob James's album Obsession came out in 86. And that's where the song Steady is. And it features Kirk Whalum on the saxophone. Web Radio WCWP, Greg Kourakos with London Underground. Looking Up in 2005. That featured Michael O'Neill on guitar. And before that, Bob James with Steady from Obsession in 1986. That featured Kirk Whalum. Imitating myself. That featured Kirk Whalum on the saxophone. Nicely done. Or as always, whenever you hear Kirk Whalum, he's good. The not-for-profit Waterfront Center is a combination sailing school and marine education center. It offers a variety of programs for both children and adults. Those at Waterfront Center work to get people out on the waters and learn about marine habitats. They're a U.S. Sailing Association accredited facility. And for more information about the Waterfront Center or their programs, call 516-922-SAIL or go to thewaterfrontcenter.org. Up next, the Rippingtons, three-of-a-kind showcase.
When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
For Chris McIntosh's 24th anniversary at WCWP, we wanted to give him something he could really use. That's why we've given him a full 24 hours to take his show, Rock and Soul Gospel, where it's never been before. Log on to webradiowcwp.org at midnight on September 16th and stay tuned all day and night to experience some of the best talk and alternative music you've ever heard. Guess that's more a gift to you now, isn't it? Web Radio WCWP, the link.
So I guess that would be the not-quite-silver anniversary, the 24th anniversary. Wonder what he's going to do next year. I guess 24 hours is the reason that we're doing it for the 24th anniversary. And Chris is a great guy, and I wish him the best of luck with this big marathon that's coming up in just a few weeks. Man, time flies, huh? Well, the Rippingtons three-of-a-kind showcase begins with Backstabbers, the 145th time we played a song by them. Web Radio WCWP, we are two-thirds of the way through the Rippingtons three-of-a-kind showcase. That was Black Diamond, and you may have noticed that we did not have a liner in between that and Backstabbers. Well, here's why. This is an unusual circumstance. I made a special liner for the third song in the Three of a Kind showcase because it is the latest single from their 20th anniversary album, and it goes something like this.
Hi, this is Russ Freeman of the Rippingtons. You're listening to our latest single, Bingo Jingo, from our 20th anniversary CD.
On the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio, WCWP.
That is the beauty of piecing two liners together. One was the promotional liner, and this one The end part was from a liner for that he made after our interview with him, my interview with him last year. This is Bingo Jingo. The third song in the Rippingtons' Three of a Kind Showcase. That'll do it for the Rippingtons' Three of a Kind Showcase on Web Radio WCWP. That was Bingo Jingo from 20th Anniversary, which came out back on July 25th, before that Black Diamond from Black Diamond in 1997, and we began with a cover of the OJ's Backstabbers from Kilimanjaro in 1988. And for some reason, I thought of Charo when I said that. You know, as soon as we get webcams in this studio, you would have been able to see what I just did. The coochie coochie dance. Uncontrollable laughter. Do you have puppies that are 6 to 12 weeks old who are eating solid food? Well, Little Shelter Adoption Center is the place to call. They're at 33 Warner Road in Huntington, and their number is 631-368-3770, extension 206. Up next, Eric Marienthal.
Put on your easy riders and a flower in your hair while listening to the sounds of the decade that reminds us to make love, not war.
Imagine all the people.
Tune in to Deja Vu Radio every Monday through Saturday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on a web radio WCWP, and especially Wednesday on 88.1 FM WCWP, and discover your inner hippie.
John Morris to bring it up for the Pioneers. Kicks it over to Schmidt. Now left side, Mercedes, a wide open three. Got it. 5-0 Pioneers.
Rebound Thompson. Thompson in the corner. Gets it to Campbell. Back in. Pants to the baseline for DeShiara. Scoop shot. Good.
Join Web Radio WCWP this winter for exclusive coverage of CW Post Pioneers basketball. Two new coaches will be patrolling the sidelines. Tim Clewis takes over the men's program while Sharona Reeves leads the women. The action begins this November only on WebRadioWCWP.org.
I have composed myself for Eric Marienthal and the song Easy Street, the title track to an album that came out 9 years ago already, almost 10. 2007 begins in just about 3 months. 4 months, sorry. Yeah, the hell with December. Web Radio WCWP. Steve Bridey with 6 a.m. And last week we played 6 p.m. by David Benoit. But Steve Bridey's 6 a.m. is from his self-titled debut album in 2003, which was produced by and featured Bill Heller on the keyboards and all other programming. Before that, Eric Marienthal with Easy Street from Easy Street in 1997, featuring Lee Ritenour on guitar and Rick Braun on trumpet. Lee also wrote the song Easy Street, at least for Eric's album. Well, now David Benoit and Russ Freeman. We've heard them separately this show. David from his Full Circle album and the Rippingtons in their Three of a Kind Showcase. And Russ Freeman is the creator of the Rippingtons. Here are David and Russ with Palmetto Park. Web Radio WCWP, David Benoit and Russ Freeman with Palmetto Park from the Benoit Freeman Project 2 in 2004. Well, Saturday, September 30th at 8 p.m., the New York Exceptions will offer a blast from the past. They'll be live in concert performing music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. This is at the Plainview Old Bethpage Public Library, Saturday, September 30th at 8 p.m., they're at 999 Old Country Road in Plainview. The Plainview Old Bethpage Public Library is at that location. Address. And for more information, call 516-938-0077. We'll wrap up the show in about a minute and 11 seconds. So that's Pair of Aces, 1-1-1.
Bring the ball up, shoot the court, baby, shoot the court.
Listen carefully. Do you know what that is? That's the sound of someone being there. The sound of someone caring about a kid. That's the sound of a mentor.
This is Laura Bush. Help America's youth. Be a friend. Be a mentor. Just be there.
To be a mentor, go to bigbrothersbigsisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
So, you want a job?
Darlene, I already have a job.
Yes, Jason, I know. I'm talking about our show, So You Want a Job, on Web Radio WCWP.
You mean the one about jobs and careers and how to find them?
Yep, the one where we interview employers, professors, career professionals.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. We also talk about business news, job opportunities, and we have fun, too.
So listen to So You Want a Job on Web Radio WCWP.org every Wednesday at 2 p.m.
From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to The Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. I actually spoke to Darlene Johnson a little while ago, and they're coming back with all new shows live starting next week. But in the meantime, we have one more encore for you coming up next of So You Want a Job with Jason Cascone and Darlene Johnson. Our last song of The Mike Shamari Show is by Jeff Koshua, and it's from his last album, Peace of Mind. It's his most recent, I should say. And it's called Wait and See. Again, from Peace of Mind in 2004, the song is Wait and See. And I will see you next week for show number 163. Peter White in the interview segment, Chick Corea Electric Band, and Gerald Albright in their respective three-of-a-kind showcases. So long, everybody, and I'll see you in September.